In this lecture, I'm going to consider the ways in which Asian families began to make homes in Britain in the early 20th century. I'm also going to look at the impact of the two world wars and the fight for Indian independence during the 20th century. My first question to pose is, how did Asians establish family life in Britain in the early 20th century? There are no official figures, but estimates show that there were up to 15,000 South Asians living in Britain by 1947. Just some other figures. By 1922, there were over 2,000 Indian students in Britain. They were studying diverse subjects, from the law to medicine, engineering or the arts, and they had been predominantly male. But professional Asians were beginning to settle in Britain with their families, either by bringing over their wives and children from Asia and Indian subcontinent, or by marrying women they met in Britain or Europe. This was also the case for working class Asians, who had come over by working on the ships or as servants from the 17th century, but increasing numbers from the end of the 19th century. Their children started going to British schools, and they started establishing their communities in other ways, such as by building mosques and temples. The Shah Jahan Mosque was Britain's first purpose-built mosque. It was established in 1889 in Woking, Surrey, by Dr. Gottfried Leitner, and was funded by the Begum of Bhopal. Being close to Windsor Castle, Abdul Karim and Queen Victoria's other Muslim servants prayed there. After 1900, though, it fell into disuse, but was revived again in 1912 by the Imam Khwaja Kamal ud-Din. It became a centre of worship for Muslims living in Britain and is still in use today. The mosque played an important role during both world wars as a place of worship. It became a centre of social activity for Indian Army soldiers stationed in Britain. A cemetery was established in 1917, further making British soil Asian. There were other mosques in Britain too, such as the East London Mosque or the Liverpool Mosque, established in the 1890s, where the first recorded Muslim marriage took place in Britain in 1891, and other religious groups built up centres in the early 20th century in Britain. One of the earliest was by the Parsis, whose religious society of Zoroastrians had been founded in Britain in 1861, with a centre in Kensington in London. The first Sikh Gurdwara was established in West London in 1911, and the first Sri Lankan Buddhist temple was also founded in West London, and this was in 1926. These established places of worship allowed families and communities from Asia to get together for celebrations such as religious New Years, weddings and births. And by participating in public celebrations in public spaces, they are creating a new sense of British community life. Another way in which Asians come together is over food. And in the early 20th century, a number of Indian restaurants sprung up in Britain, making Indian food more popular to British palates. For example, Veeraswamy's was founded in 1926 in London's Regent Street. It is said that the British tradition of drinking beer with a curry originated at Veeraswamy's when the Prince of Denmark visited and decided to send a barrel of Carlsberg to the restaurant every Christmas thereafter. Former sailors, or Lascars, who could not find work on the ships, founded cafes and restaurants in particular in Glasgow, South Shields and London's East End.